I want to talk to you about the purpose of the recovery swing. So, obviously, when you're learning this in a lesson or watching the videos, and you're noticing that we shape the arm in a certain way, and we move it through a certain pathway, bringing the arm from the back to the front. And those focal points that we use are helping you, put each of the body parts in the right position. You get the elbow swinging wide, the hand down near the surface. We want to see the triangle shape, having the arm swing in such a way so that the elbow is leading and the hand is dragging behind up until the last moment. Little features like these. But what can happen is if you're too occupied, if you're too concerned with the perfection of these little details, it's possible to lose sight of the overall function of the recovery swing. So I want to point that out to you so that as you're working on the little details, you'll have those focal points in context of what you're ultimately trying to achieve, so that you by yourself can go, hey, yeah, I think this is working the way it's supposed to, or it's getting better. It's moving me towards the ideal that I'm aiming for. So the main purpose of the recovery swing is it's the windup. It's the function of the stroke where you're beginning to send force forward. So our goal is not to push water backwards better. Our goal is to send the body forward. And your arm, the recovery arm, is the beginning of that whole motion. Now let's step back and think of a baseball pitcher or a football quarterback or a person preparing to throw a javelin. Now what they do is they position the object in their hand, let's say a baseball, and they have a very careful choreography. They shape the arm in such a way and they use the turn of their torso in a certain way that draws the arm forward almost in a whipping motion, so that they are sending a wave of force down the arm, up through the torso rotation, down through the arm, and that wave of force is going to travel through the arm and reach in, and it's going to flow into the ball at the moment the pitcher is ready to let go of the ball. So transferring the force into that object, and then the object takes it and uses it to fly through the air to its intended target. Now, I think we can appreciate that thinking of the baseball analogy, thinking of how a pitcher would carefully craft the arm. And if you've ever thrown a ball in a inferior way, we know how it just doesn't feel quite right, and it's not very effective. The ball can't travel very far, and it doesn't travel very straight. So now, thinking of the recovery arm in a similar way, think of it as a windup, where you are going to start, you're going to use the mass of the arm, the weight of the arm, you're going to fling it forward in a controlled manner. You're not going to restrain it. You're going to launch the arm, and it's going to fly forward, and we're creating momentum. Mass, force, and direction create momentum. And that momentum in the arm is a wave of force, and then at the right moment, you're going to deliver that force. You're going to direct it down into the water, where now the arm is going to turn into a cutting object. And it's going to start slicing a pathway through the water. It's going to start parting water molecules in a orderly fashion so that the rest of your body can slide behind that arm in through a low pressure zone of water. So your recovery arm is meant to have this buildup of momentum in it that you will then direct into the water. You're not just flopping the arm forward in any old way that gets there. It does matter. So if you swing the arm and it smack the ground, smack the water, or if you fling it around in a way and it karate chops the water or whatever, or if you just extend the arm over the surface, you're ending up using the momentum of that arm movement for something other than moving forward. So now, get that picture of a pitcher in mind, baseball pitcher, and think of how that arm must feel to the pitcher as they are holding the arm back and then flinging it forward, generating force. Now, in terms of baseball, it's going to be a little bit more intense, a little bit more abrupt movement, more whipping. In water, we're going to be a little bit smoother. I don't quite want to use the word gentle, because that's not the right description. But I do want to use the word of being smooth about it, because we're going to generate force, but we can't do it in a way that creates disruption for the rest of the body. So the two main features that we want to create in the swing, that all the focal points are intended to do, is we want to have an arm that swings freely without internal restriction. So think of sending the elbow wide on the recovery swing. What we're doing is letting the shoulder joint, think of the scapula bone in the back, the clavicle bone in the front, and they, as they slide away from the spine as you are swinging the arm forward, they're kind of opening up the shoulder joint. So if you think of that ball and socket joint, think of the tissues there kind of relaxing, and the joint opens up a little bit so that the arm can rotate and swing freely forward with the least amount of tissue restriction and friction inside of the body. So if you want that arm to swing most easily, then it needs to swing out from the side of the body and in a loose kind of manner, a relaxed kind of manner. If you were to pull the arm close, like pulling the scapula near the spine, or trying to pull the elbow closer to the body, or pull it behind the back, you're actually going to be contracting the muscles, pulling the joint in closer to the body, tightening it up, which actually increases the restriction in the free flow of motion of that joint. So you could easily experiment with this. Get in the water, pull the arm close to you and try to swing it forward, versus spreading the arm out wider and then swinging it forward, and see which one feels nicer, feels more open inside the joint. You'll easily see that the wide elbow swing feels better. So that's what you're trying to create when we think of swing the elbow wide, place the hand a little bit wider, draw a line forward. Well, actually, scratch that last one. But swing the elbow wide, having the hands, the fingers touch the surface of the water, having the elbow lead the hand. So that's all going to create this triangle shape. It's all going to create a shape of the arm that's out to the side of the body. That's what we're doing to create that free flow. Now, the second feature that we want is momentum. I already mentioned that, described that to you. So momentum happens because we are sending a weight forward in a certain direction. And you want to move straight forward in the water. So we want momentum to be generated in this as much as possible in the straight forward trajectory. So if you send that momentum in any other direction, if it starts arcing upward and then arcing downward to slap the water, or if it's flinging haphazardly in some random direction, not quite directly forward, then you're going to have momentum that is not fully available to your forward motion when it hits the water. So if you think in those two terms, creating an open, relaxed, swinging joint and directing momentum forward instead of some other direction, that will give you a better context for thinking about what those individual focal points are supposed to achieve. So when you're in the water and you're thinking, hey, you know, okay, I've got my elbow wide, I've got my elbow lead, I've got the ragdoll arm, I'm sending the dot forward, I'm swinging the elbow to the ear, you know, all these little things that we may tell you to do, are they helping you achieve a shoulder joint that feels more open and frictionless when it swings forward? And is it creating that sensation of forward-oriented momentum? And your answer to that will let you know if you're using a focal point in a way that is taking you in the direction of the ideal. So hopefully that explanation will help you think about what you're doing in recovery swing. Oh, one more thing to add to that. In the recovery swing, obviously, we practice it slowly at the beginning in order to get better shape and better pathway. But a recovery swing that's too slow can't generate momentum. Just like putting a baseball in your hand, cocking the arm back, but then swinging the arm forward so slowly that when you let go of the ball, it just drops to the ground instead of flying forward. See, if you move your recovery, you move your recovery arm slow like a robot, trying to be so careful, there'll be no momentum in it, and you won't get any acceleration out of it when you direct it into the water and slide into your skate position. So there has to be some minimum velocity of your swing. You can't just swing slowly. So in some of my blog posts, I've talked about how you need to have some, you have to use momentum. So I think the blog posts are called You Must Use Momentum, Part 1 and Part 2. So that talks further about this, that you have to have some minimum movement speed in order for there to be a force generated that's actually useful to you when you try to direct it into the water and slide forward in skate position. So keep that in mind as well. So set up the shape, yes, but do it in a way that makes the shoulder joint open up, swing more freely, less friction, and then generate momentum by moving the arm fast enough forward and in the forward direction so that you have momentum that will be useful to you. All right, there you go. Hope that works for you. Let me know.